Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we're talking about having a sexy little Christmas with a focus on your sexual intimacy pillar.
And there's a quote that says, "The greatest gifts are not wrapped in paper, but in love." And I would just maybe amend that just ever so slightly as we're talking about having a sexy little Christmas, that maybe it's also wrapped in something silky or sexy. We're going to be talking about that on today's show. But first and foremost, if this is the first time that you have ever listened to the One Extraordinary Marriage show, Tony and I want to welcome you.
Yes.
And say we're thrilled to have you here. We start every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And a hug is really an opportunity to celebrate what is happening within the one family, where you're, you know, making transformation, having breakthrough in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And this hug came from a review that we received for the Six Pillars of Intimacy book. It says, "Like many couples we know, we thought we were okay. But just okay for us meant that we were making a lot of assumptions about each other. The Six Pillars of Intimacy led us through the layers of intimacy that are so much more than just the physical part." And listen to this. This is a really creative way to look at this book. "We decided to read it together out loud, one chapter at a time, stopping to discuss how we were doing in each area. The Six Pillars of Intimacy led us to several breakthrough conversations as we discovered areas that we thought we knew about each other in our marriage, but really didn't. This framework is helping us to build a closer understanding in financial, spiritual, recreational, and emotional aspects of marriage that make the physical closeness even more. Transparency and intimacy in financial matters has really built trust for us. Some of the conversations reading the book led to uncomfortable discussions, but working on your marriage is worth it. The Six Pillars of Intimacy helped us grow, and we will continue to read it again when things get too complacent in our marriage." That's incredible.
Love at that couple,
like spending that time investing and having the breakthrough, working through the tough conversations.
That's right. And that's what it is, right? Like really strengthening that emotional intimacy. And hey, if you haven't picked up the Six Pillars of Intimacy book, go do it today at sixpillarsofintimacy.com.
Absolutely. And, you know, first, as we jump into today's show, it is Christmas week.
Yep.
2021 as the show is being released. And Tony and I want to wish all of you the most merry of Christmases.
Absolutely.
Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. If you could see us, you know, we've got the Santa Claus hats and the reindeer ears and all of that kind of fun stuff happening behind the scenes here. But as we jump into this, we start thinking, and it's not just we start thinking, but this time of year, you know, Christmas is all around us, right? There are those songs that go, you know, one of my favorites, and I've been singing it all morning as we're prepping to record. "Have yourself a merry little Christmas." And I'm actually going to stop there because that's about all I can do, not even on key. And I wish I could sing, but I can't.
"Let your heart be light. From now on, your troubles will be out of sight."
See, I've always been amazed at people that can just like literally like get behind a microphone and start singing. And so for all of you that like totally sing, you know, beautifully, you're in tune and all that kind of stuff, I know it was probably just a little cringeworthy there, but thank you for humoring us, because we actually want to put a spin on that song and talk about having yourself a sexy little Christmas. Not merry, sexy.
Yep.
You know, and throughout this month, we've been talking about how sex doesn't have to take a Christmas break, right? We did that show that was 679. That was a few weeks ago. But we actually want to dig into like, what does it mean to have a sexy little Christmas? Like if we're just talking about Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, you know, we know that there have been a lot of things leading up to that period of time that have been fighting for your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's so many things that you have to get done. But what is that, you know, 24-48 hour period look like?
Well, and I would think there And if you haven't discussed this, I think this is a great time, is expectations are set up. Mm-hmm. There are like these unsaid, unshared expectations that you or your spouse may be having around this time. Like you're thinking like, oh my gosh, it's joyous. It's fun. Even with all the craziness going on around you, there may be like your spouse may be going, well, you know what? All the kids are going to be up early. They're going to crash early because, you know what, they were up at 4 a.m. So, you know, maybe we're going to have some time in there. You know, maybe we're going to get some time where we open up all the presents. We're in our jammies. We're doing all of that. But then there's that downtime in between when the presents have been opened and, you know, Christmas dinner doesn't happen yet and we got to go shower and everybody's asleep or they're playing and maybe we can go have a little sex.
Hey.
And yet, do you guys know that? Have you engaged your spouse mm-hmm. in that conversation? Because maybe you're there too and you're going like, huh, can we make that happen?
Right. And you know, it's interesting because as you look at the season, there can be a lot of focus on other intimacies, right? You know, you start looking at the fact that, I mean, you see the signs up all over. Our Christian faith is very important to us. Jesus is the reason for the season. Right. So that whole spiritual intimacy. I mean, we know people that are reading through the book of Luke because there's 24 chapters. And so, you know, they're doing that literally because it takes you up to Christmas Eve. Right. There can be, depending on your faith walk, a lot of emphasis on spiritual intimacy. Whether you're celebrating Advent, you're going through these different things. There's, you know, an emphasis on physical intimacy, as you're seeing people you haven't seen for a while. So there's the hugs and the cuddles and, you know, everybody's piled up on the couch watching the Christmas movies. And so there's a lot of touch going on and your physical intimacy is going there.
And I think when Elisa says that there are others you haven't seen, it's most likely kids are coming back from...
In our case, yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean? They're still like within your nucleus family.
Well, and even just, you know, if you're traveling, right? You know, you've got people traveling to you where all of a sudden there are more people in the house and, you know, you're greeting people at the door with hugs and, you know, it's Christmas movie night. Like we watch Elf with some dear friends of ours every year and we all do pile on the couch to watch the movie Elf. You know, things like that that are happening with your financial intimacy. You know, every time you go out to buy something or you know, dear Amazon, please send me another package down mm-hmm. the street. And by the way, Amazon, like just a funny little thing, their delivery tracking now is a little Santa sleigh. Like for the month of December, I was tracking a package the other day. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's like Christmas coming. But you have this financial intimacy as you're thinking through, okay, what are we spending? What are we not going to spend? What's that going to look like? And the recreational intimacy, there's no shortage. Oh my gosh, Christmas parties, Christmas lights, going out to, you know, drive through all of your candy cane light lanes, you know, watching Christmas, doing all these things. But with all of that, right, your emotional intimacy can get pushed aside because you're just like so frenetic, but also your sexual intimacy can really take a back seat and just kind of be out there like, hey, mm-hmm. remember me? And it is that busyness. It is that lack of intentionality. It is looking at all of these other things and saying, well, yeah, but we got to do this and we got to do this and we got to do this and we got to do this. And like Tony said earlier, it's about really establishing and having the conversation, just like the couple in the hug, right? Having those hard conversations to work through what are the expectations. And that conversation is actually a way to strengthen your emotional intimacy so that you can keep the sexual intimacy strong and in the forefront, right? None of the pillars, you guys, none of the pillars operate by themselves.
That's right.
And so you get to this place of going, well, how do we get intentional about our sexual intimacy in and around Christmas? And let's talk about that after this break.
You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counterful of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
We're back, and we are talking about your sexual intimacy at Christmas. And, you know, this past week, and I will never take it for granted that we are able to ask you guys questions on Instagram after having our account taken and you know, hacked. But this past week, we were able to ask you guys the question, what is one sexy thing that your spouse could do for you for Christmas? And here are some of the answers. And I love this. And we're going to share these with you guys. And here's why. Because I want to get your creative juices flowing. I want you thinking, and you've heard us say this probably a gazillion times at this point in time, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So as you're hearing what other spouses are saying, hey, that would be nice. That would be something that would interest me. That would be something I would like under the Christmas tree. I want you to you have permission. You don't need our permission, but you have permission to say, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And just like allow the creative juices to flow. So, you know, wear a sexy nightie. And there's still time to order, I'm sure, or run to the store. And
it's funny because we can look at what people are ordering through Amazon, and there are plenty of like Christmas themed 90s lingerie sets, things of that nature. Guys, there are also for you boxers, underwear, things of that nature that are also themed for Christmas.
Absolutely. Somebody else said take sexy photos. Mm. The boudoir photos.
Yep.
Right.
That and takes a little more forethought.
That takes a little more forethought, yeah. but they are, I mean, it might be a little late if you're just listening to the show. It's, you know, it comes out on the 21st to get them in time for Christmas, but you might put a little note under the Christmas tree.
That's something that's coming.
That it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's trust me, it will be okay if you get, and because boudoir photos can be so classy and elegant.
Absolutely.
And it's okay if that's like a after Christmas present. Do a surprise candlelit dinner at home with music.
I love that one. Because what that one is really, it is that romance. And it's part of that sexual intimacy pillar is how are we romancing? Mm-hmm. What are we doing there? And doing something like that, especially in the busyness of this season, when you can maybe take some time away and maybe everybody else is gone. And just, hey, how are we going to just like romance one another in that way? Mm-hmm. I love that one.
So the next one, and I love this, is a 7-day sex challenge. And the reason that I love this at this point in time is because going from Christmas to New Year's is a week.
That's right.
So you really could wrap up the year, pun intended, wrap up the year with a sex challenge.
That's good.
That was good. You know, and then like, what does that look like? That intentionality around your sexual intimacy. How does that launch you?
Into 2022.
Into a new year.
Yeah.
Right. What happens when you focus on the two of you for the last week of the year and say you're what I'm paying attention to? How does that change your perspective, not just in your sexual intimacy, because like I told you, they're all interrelated, but in your emotional intimacy, in your physical intimacy?
Yeah.
This next one, I have to laugh because our daughter just recently turned 16. And for the one thing that she wanted to see a big red bow on top of the car. It's the same car she's been driving. She knew she was getting the car, so it wasn't a surprise, but she had this image of seeing a big red bow. And so we totally made it her dreams come true and all of that happened. But somebody said, be wrapped in a bow and only a bow. And so I'm laughing because I'm like, oh, we do still have a big red bow in the house. That could actually, I don't think that was Tony that commented that, but I do think that could actually happen in our house.
Sometimes you're going to have to go out of your comfort zone, folks. You are. And we do too. And we're constantly pushing ourselves to try new things.
Mm-hmm.
To say that I've walked in on Elisa with a big red bow or her walking in on me with a big red bow, I can't really think that has happened. Has it?
No, it hasn't happened.
Okay.
But
I just wanted to make sure.
Listening to you describe it for some, and here, this like totally brings me back to that one time that when we were during the 60-day sex challenge, when I just kind of got into the fit of giggles.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly like where my brain went. I'm like, I just started laughing.
I could see it. But these are things sometimes like we challenge ourselves
mm-hmm.
when we share these things because, hey, we're constantly growing. We're constantly learning. We're constantly strengthening our pillars. And I'm going to put you on the spot right now, because as we read these, what are we going to do for our sexy little Christmas? Because
we haven't discussed it. That's our emotional intimacy and expectations, sweetheart.
Exactly. So what are we doing to make it? Because, you know, for us, we're going to be home. I know we have the bow.
I have the bow.
We're going to be home Christmas Eve.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be home.
Oh, actually, we're with friends Christmas Eve.
But I mean, we're still home Christmas Eve.
Correct.
Like, that probably won't go till midnight.
Yeah.
Christmas morning, we're here with the kids, opening our presents, doing our thing, and then we're going to take off and go spend some time with mom. So what, like, we can't go back to our old, like, hey, we're at one house and then we're going to go hop over to the other house for half an hour in the middle of the day. We have so many new Liberator ramps and positioning aids.
Right now, our bedroom kind of looks like a Liberator, like, showroom. It's actually kind of silly.
I'll put links up to them.
You may just actually put them all on display and just put a picture. Yeah, that would be funny. We'll put that up on Instagram.
We can, yeah. But I'm like, okay. And I know this time of year is tough for you because it is cold.
Yes.
And you, like, you get very much covered up. And so it's this weird time with you and having sex, because it's like, let's have some fun, but it's like, I'm cold, so you're...
I think we actually, and this is totally as a side note, but it actually does tie in. Temperature is a really big deal.
And I absolutely agree.
Because one of the other suggestions was to have sex under the Christmas tree in the glow of the Christmas tree lights.
That would not happen here unless we had like massive, like, heaters blowing from every angle, and it would probably burn down the tree.
This is totally just a side note. This is like real time, you guys, Tony and Lisa having a conversation. But it is important to think about those things. If you're, you know, as you're thinking
Absolutely.
About like what's going to make a sexy little Christmas. I mean, like in my brain, I'm like, oh, I could totally pull the bow out. I could put it on because I know exactly where it is. Right now it's sitting in the garage, so it's chilly as all get out.
I know where it is too.
But like I'm like, oh, I could totally do that.
Yeah.
We have the added wrinkle, you know, kids at all ages throw a wrinkle into your sex life. So we now have two licensed drivers, which means kids will be coming and going at all different, both of them.
Yeah.
At different times and stages and like.
And these are things that we all have to address and set up. Like, again, what are we doing? Is it meaning that you're going to get a sound and sleep machine and put that thing on and
that
make sure.
That may be under your Christmas tree.
And that may be something that you're using. If you don't know what that is, that's a,
creates the background noise. It's like a white noise, but it's got multiple settings and sounds. And, you know, that even gets into like, what are you giving each other for a sexy Christmas? You know, some of you said, toys we could use together. You talked about sexy underwear. I'm not ruling out great lube.
Mm-hmm.
That should be in your stockings, folks. I'm just saying Uber lube should be in your stocking.
That's right.
And they've got, you know, the fabulous, I love the fact that this year they've got the red and gold.
Good to go travelers
and the matte red. The matte red is so sexy. But, you know, lube, underwear, toys, a sound and sleep machine. Those are all things that even as you're giving gifts, right? Like a lot of the things we had talked about were experiences, you know, the bow and the photos and that type of thing. But you can actually give a gift that sets the stage for your sexy, not just your sexy Christmas, but going into the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Nothing in our marriage, and really this is just coming full circle here, nothing in your marriage, just like none of the pillars, operates in isolation. So what you choose to do with your sexual intimacy or any of your pillars of intimacy in and around Christmas, really, you know, like, that's paying it forward. That's investing in your marriage. That's setting the stage for what's to come, right? That's saying, hey, ultimately what it's saying, you guys, is to your spouse, you're so important that I'm choosing mm-hmm. to make you a priority. And really that's what gift giving is about. That's saying you're important to me. That's what Christmas, you know, the acts of giving, that's what we're doing. So what does it look like? Ultimately, what does it look like for the two of you to give yourselves to one another? You pick Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, the full week after Christmas, like you choose.
Mm-hmm.
You're not Tony and Lisa. You don't have to be Tony and Lisa. But what can you give of yourself to your spouse this Christmas?
Yeah. And with that, you're going to get creative. We just shared what some folks said here in the one family. But for you and you guys, pick something that's special to you, to your spouse. That's what really matters in having a sexy little Christmas. You guys, oh, wow. Again, Elisa and I are wishing each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas. It truly has been an amazing year, and we got one more episode before we end this year out. But we truly want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for just being the extraordinary couples that you are. And do know that on this Christmas, we are definitely going to be praying for you guys and lifting you up and knowing that this year, because you guys are willing to step into a place with the six pillars of intimacy, we are believing that you are going to strengthen every single one of those pillars. And this conversation, even right now, about having a sexy little Christmas is going to allow you guys to strengthen one, two, three of your pillars. And we're excited for what's ahead. So you guys have yourselves a sexy little Merry Christmas, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.